Keeper Lessons, written by Megan Kleppinger and read by Kelly Givens. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Psalm 91, verse 2. Everyone loves those dog movies. You know the ones, like Homeward Bound and My Dog Skip and Benji and Lassie. Actually, I can't watch those movies because I crumble to pieces whenever I see an animal in any harm's way or treated with cruelty. Yes, I know they're fictional and special effects are used, but it started with Old Yeller when I was 5, and please don't ask me to explain the rest of that story. Well, these days, I feel as though I'm living out one of those dog story movies. I adopted a 5-year-old collie mix last November, who had been rescued by an animal society on the day she was to be euthanized. I was told she was friendly, but hand-shy, and that she might have been abandoned and probably abused. I quickly found this to be true, and it nearly drove me to tears each time I would go to pet her and she would flinch. About 2 weeks after the adoption, my dog started having seizures. I can't begin to explain the fear that consumed me. It was nothing compared to the terrified and confused look in my pup's eyes. The vet told me she will have to be on epilepsy meds for her life, and that whoever gave her up probably did so because they didn't think she was worth the effort and the cost. Well, I love this dog, and I'm committed to keeping her healthy and safe, but I've had the most difficult time communicating this with her. I even named her Keeper as a reminder that she has found her forever home and that she is indeed a keeper. The other day while I was watching her, a huge black dog jumped out of nowhere and attempted to attack her. I don't know how to explain my reaction when this happened. In mama bear fashion, I didn't think, I reacted. I started screaming at this dog, "Get off of her!" and threw myself between the two of them. Eventually, I managed to pull out and then walk away, a little shaken but unscathed. I saw 2 wet saliva spots on her skin, attempted bite marks, and realized how fortunate we were. God started to impress some things upon me as we walked home. Here I had this dog who was abused, abandoned, unwanted, and considered worthless by someone. She has trust issues, but at the same time wants so badly to please me. It made me think of us humans. We have trust issues. We have hurts and pains that we don't understand and don't want to revisit. Sometimes it's hard for those of us who have been hurt to obey God's call to trust Him. What God reminded me of was that He doesn't just tell us we can trust Him or command us to do so, but through Scripture and through circumstances in our lives, He shows us over and over again that we can trust Him. I took my dog out for a walk again the same day as the earlier attack, and I nearly had a nervous breakdown as I saw 2 huskies approaching us. I knew them to be friendly dogs, but the last thing I wanted was for Keeper to go into her alpha dog, I'll protect you and myself mode. She doesn't initiate attacks, but she doesn't shy away from them either. Anyway, rather than showing her teeth or barking like she normally does, she hid behind me. I had spent months petting, hugging, grooming, and feeding her, and telling her that she was my girl, but it never seemed to be enough to gain her full trust. On the day of the attack, something happened. Something clicked. She saw by my actions that I cared for her, and that in turn, she could trust me. God reminded me that Jesus stepped in, and knowing the cost, paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. Though others may think us worthless, He thought we were worth being saved to the point of death. He has proven that He cares for us and can be trusted. Why then do we so often try by ourselves to fight those battles that threaten us each day? Why do we go into alpha dog mode when He has told us that He will go before us and fight for us? Keeper ran behind me when she saw those 2 huskies because she knew I would protect her. Most of all, what God taught me through my dog that day is that I need to do the same. I need to seek His protective covering and let Him take care of me. Intersecting faith and life. As Proverbs 3 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. For further reading, check out Psalms 20, verse 7, and 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.